With the Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Grant Marine. Grant, we've got some unique fertility issues this year. What are your thoughts?
When it comes to the dry conditions in the western part of South Dakota, western North Dakota, and really a huge part of the Northern Plains, farmers have been thinking about, should I hold back some of my fertilizer to respond to when the rains do come? And this is something that I really do advocate for, responding with your fertility, with especially your nitrogen and even sulfur. Don't put it all on up front if it just looks tough. Holding some back, 30 pounds, 50 pounds. We might not get the heavy rains, and when we do, they're going to be sporadic, and they're going to be unknown exactly when they come. So there will be a lot of fertility to put on in a quick amount of time. So make sure you're getting enough on, but also put on something like a urease inhibitor, NBPT, something that will, in case we don't get a rain, you can put it on that urea, and we won't lose that to volatility to the atmosphere so fast. Now, as we move over more towards the east, where it's kind of business as usual, just keep in mind that the earlier you put your nitrogen on, it's more towards yield. The later growth stages, it's more towards protein. And it really comes down to the variety you're growing and the growing season. Are we at a really high yielding growing season where protein will be scarce, or do we have a lot of protein and we just want to focus on yield? In both cases, just remember that your wheat is determining its main yield component, which is the size of the head, at that FEEC 5, FEEC 6. So once it stops tillering, starts growing more erect, the bulk of your nitrogen fertility especially needs to be on by that growth stage.
Westbred Wheat, seeds, solutions, success.